Okay, this is an interview with Tony Sams, who played second base for the Akron Yankees from 1939 to 1940. When were you born, Mr. Sams?
I was born in Meadowlands, Pennsylvania, 1917.
And when did you start playing ball?
In 1936. I went to the Arkansas League. It was the Arkansas-Missouri League.
And was that a Yankee farm team you went to?
They're all Yankees, yeah.
So who all did you play for before you came to Akron?
Well, I played with the next year. I went to Norfolk, Nebraska in the Western League. And then I was 38 that I played in Western League. In 39, I came to Akron, and I played here in 1940, 39 and 40. And then I went to the Eastern League. And then I started there.
Binghamton?
Yeah, Binghamton, New York, in the Eastern League. And then from there, I played there for a while till I got hurt. Mm-hmm. And then after I recovered, they sent me to Norfolk, Virginia in the Piedmont League. And then I was drafted in the Army.
That would have been in 42?
I was 41.
41.
Yeah, I was in the first draft. And I was supposed to go in just for 1 year, and then the war broke out. And I spent 4.5 years in the Army. Then I came back and I tried it for 1 year. And I went back to Binghamton, and they traded me to the Phillies. And I finished it in the Eastern League with the Phillies. And then my wife was going to have a baby, and I said, that's enough. It was time to get out. So, and then I spent, I've lived in Akron the rest of my life. And I worked at the Mohawk Rubber Company for 31 years after that.
So when you first came to Akron to play ball, tell me what Akron was like at that time.
Well, what I liked about Akron, there sure was a lot of work here. All the rubber shops were at full production, and everybody was working. A lot of baseball. It was a shame that I know the team that we had in 1940, that if they could have drew a few more fans, I think that baseball would have stayed here a little longer. Because we did have a real good team that year. In fact, we won everything. Well, there were some good ball players that made it all the way to the majors. But what I thought after the war was over and I came back to Akron after my, more or less, my baseball was over in pro ball, I played ball here with the, first I played with the Akron Orphans, and the Bordenados, but there were so many teams that, in the Greater Akron League, that to me, every kid that wanted to play ball, I think he could have played, which is a little different today. But as a whole, Akron's been good to me. And that was due to baseball.
Well, that 39 team that you came here and joined, was that the beginning of the season that you started?
Yeah, I played here 39 and 40 before we all of them. And 1940, I had a real good year.
Well, tell me something about the playing conditions in 39 and 40.
Well, most of the playing conditions, what I saw is everybody liked to play ball. I mean, it wasn't that they had to have everything. We had to ride the buses and things of that sort, and we had good hotels. To me, I thought, for minor league, it was a good place to play. In the Middle Atlantic League, it was C ball, but it was one of the best in the country, because a lot of good ball players came and made it all the way to the majors. And I think that showed that the baseball around here was good.
The was that because the Yankees organization was good, that you had good players on that team? Was that the part
of it? The Yankees were a little better than the, in as far as developing ball players. They, if you had good years, they advanced too, and they stuck with you until you got more or less to a certain age, which but there was a lot of ball players came through Akron while they were in the Middle Atlantic League. And the managers they had some good ones. I especially liked Pip Kohler and Eddie Sawyer.
What was Lig Park like?
Oh, we liked Lig Park. It was, the fence wasn't too far, and if you could hit a long ball, you had a good, usually had a pretty good batting average. Myself, I liked it.
You remember what the dimensions were? Down the left field line?
Well, left field line was, I would say about 310, but the fence was high. So I'd say you had to hit the ball 330-340. Center field was real deep, and so was right field.
Did you play night ball most of the time?
All night except Sundays. We played a doubleheader on Sunday afternoons.
What were the clubhouses like for the night?
The clubhouse was all right. They had. It would be nice if baseball would come back to Akron. But it looks like Canton's going to get it.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's something
that's
we can talk about a little bit. I understand there was a real rivalry between Akron and Canton in those days.
That was something. Yeah, I liked that when we played.
Well, tell me a little bit about some of those Akron and Canton ball games.
Well, one thing, we played them in the playoffs, and which was nice. You only had a bus trip ride back and forth, and we beat them out in the playoffs. And then, another thing, we played, Portsmouth was in the league, and Walter Alston was the manager there.
Mm-hmm.
He played first base and managed the team.
Well, tell me about some of your teammates from 39 and 40. Who do you remember in particular?
Well, Steve Suchock, the first baseman. Then I played second. And Army Sergeant Comey, he was shortstop. He was real good. And, Baker played third base. And one of the best pitchers we had was Mel Queen. And we had Rosie Waugh. He was real good. He won, I think, 20 games that year. And Tony Ravish, he was the catcher.
I think you said something to me earlier that he later scouted for...
Yeah, he was scouted for the New York Giants. See the picture. And we had Carl Drews as the pitcher. Al Halpern, he was the pitcher. And Pat Hoysrat, he was the outfielder. And Sid Goldstein was the pitcher. And we had another catcher named Anderson.
Well, compared to the other ballparks in the league, was Ling Park better or not so good in terms of the feel and the upkeep?
I would say on the average, they're about the same. Yeah, they were just about the same.
When you were in the league riding the buses, what was the longest trip you had?
We go to Charleston, West Virginia. We would sometimes we'd play Saturday night in Charleston, and we'd drive all night and get in here about 7 o'clock in the morning. And at 12 o'clock, he was out at the ball field. He played a doubleheader. That was something. You got about 4 or 5 hours sleep, and then you went out. But you had to really like the game to go through all of that. It was a hardship, but you didn't mind it because you liked to play ball.
Did you meet your wife here in Akron?
Yeah, she's from Akron.
Her name?
Irene. And we've been married now 47 years, this coming June.
How did you meet her? Did she come out to the ballpark? Or?
No, it's where I ate.
She working at the restaurant?
Yeah. Walsh's restaurant. Jack Walsh, you probably know him.
After you got acquainted, I imagine she started to come to the ball games.
Yeah,
there.
She saw a few games.
So going in the Army pretty much stopped your career.
That did it, yeah. I lost 5 years. You can't... And baseball is a sport that you have to play it to improve. And if you don't play, you might as well get out of it as quick as you can. Because...
Yeah, let's see, you'd have been 29 years old by the time the war ended.
Oh, yeah, I was too old. So. With the Yankees, you had to be in the majors by that time. They only wanted young ball players, and you take 5 years, that was just too far away.
Well, are there any particular games or events that stick out in your mind from the 39 and 40 seasons?
Well, the one that strikes me the most, when we played an exhibition games with the New York Yankees. And I had the privilege of playing against Lefty Gomez. That was at the end of his career. And I thought, from what I've seen of a lot of the pictures, that he was the best. He showed me more than and I had the I can say that I played on the same field with DiMaggio. I remember the old Yankees like Bill Dickey, Red Rolfe, Tony Lazzari, and Frank Grossetti, Keller, and Henrik. So I can look back, and I did say I did. And one thing I did like about them, they were just like we were ball players, and they treated us the same way. They didn't think that they were any better. But one thing, when you saw them, that it made you try a little harder to try to make it.
Of course, you were gone from Akron when the Yankees moved out. But
yeah.
Based on your experience, what do you think? Was it just the war, or was it bad attendance, or what caused them to pull out?
From what I saw after the war, well, the war had something to do with it, the way it was coming on. But after the war, I noticed that as far as professional ball in the minor leagues, it started going down. See, I know when we first started, that was back, you know, like when I went out back in 36, 37, that no matter what town, especially down south, every town had a baseball team. And I mean professional. But then, after the war, that's when it started to go down.
Just not enough support for it.
That's right, there wasn't. And then, everybody demanded more money. And, well, if you have big salaries, then you can't, you couldn't keep up.
Okay, well, I certainly appreciate your sharing these recollections with me.
I do myself the way I feel. I feel sorry for the young kids. Because I think myself, that is where the problem's at. Because I know when I was young, because I played ball when I was 7, 8 years old, I had a glove. If you'd call it a glove, we played. And all you do is you go out in what you'd call a cow pasture. But every kid wanted to play ball. Today, I go to the ball field. There's all kind of ball fields around here now, but I don't see no kids. I see more right now when I go out. There are more girls that are playing in sports than are the young kids. And that's what the kids got to get something, got to get it out of them. And if they haven't got no way to getting it out, then you have your gangs. And they get in it, they're getting in trouble. And I hate to say it this way, but I think the parents has a lot of problems. I mean, it's their problem, letting the kids go out on their own. Like, for example, I know I have a son, and I used to work for first shift. I'd get home at noon, and he would be sitting on the porch there. He had his ball gloves, waiting for me to come home. We'd go down the ball field. And he became a good ball player. See. It's a shame that war came along, that things was hard for them. And he was signed by Cleveland. Pittsburgh was after him right after high school. But he had everything. But I mean, you had to work with me. And that's what I don't see that now. I wish myself, I wish that, I used to have the recreation. Like, I had one of the clubs here. And I remember this one day, we were out practicing. And we were out just having batting practice before the season started. And we were quite a way. We were up there at Bowling. And it started to rain. And I see this little boy. He was, they're only about maybe 8, 9, 10 years old, and he was just a little thing. And we were up at Bolick, and this boy, he grabbed his glove and shoes, and he started walking up the hill. And that's about a mile up there. So I said to myself, I said, that boy wants to play ball. So I said, okay, that kid's going to play ball. So I made sure, I took him home then, and I saw where he lived. From Bolick, he had to go all the way down to the Brenny Golf Course. And that's a pretty long walk. So I said, that boy's going to play ball. Now, that's what I wanted to see, is in a boy that wants to play. And he did. He played every game that I was around, right? And I used to get those, I'd get him out. The game would start at 6 o'clock, and I'd get him out at 4 o'clock. And you didn't have to play, I said, but you're going to hit the ball. So I just pitched batting practice for him. And now I don't see any of it. And I, this is how much interest the parents had in it, what I didn't like. There wasn't one would come out and help you. Had maybe 15 boys, and one of the girls came out and helped me. And when my boy and I would go down to the ball field, we'd be down there alone. I'd pitch to him, and he'd hit. Finally, one girl come down there and was chasing the ball. So I knew then that baseball was going to go down because they weren't out there on them ball fields. They used to drag the field every morning, the falls did here, for those kids to go out and play. Nobody'd go out there. If you had a team, if they were playing where they have a uniform, that was okay. They'd dress up and go out, but in the afternoon, they had other interests. And I think that's where the problem is. They say that, sure, you blame the kid after he gets in trouble, but he wouldn't have gotten in trouble if he had somebody at 7, 8, 9 years old. Because I see around the neighborhood how the kids are acting. I wish it would be different.
Well, I guess we can't turn back the clock, any of us.
No, times have changed.